Types of performance measures. A performance measure is a quantitative tool that provides an indication of an organization's performance in relation to a specified process or outcome. Types of performance measures include structural measures, process measures, and outcome measures. In addition, clinical measures are a type of process or outcome measure related to delivery of clinical care. Structural measures. A structural measure indicates an organization's, a medical subunit's, or an individual clinician's capacity to provide healthcare relative to the needs of patients. Structural measures relate to the environment of care and related administrative policies and procedures from a capacity, system, and process perspective. For example, a structural measure may describe whether there is sufficient bed capacity at a given facility. Structural measures also relate to the quality of physical equipment, facilities, technology, for example, electronic health records, EHRs, and human resources. A robust and resilient healthcare environment can significantly impact the quality of care provided. Structural measures are always indirect measures of quality since the environment and infrastructure will reflect a general tendency rather than following a specific process or outcome. One way to link systems characteristics to the quality of care is to establish relationships between structural, process, and outcome measures. Each structural measure is linked to one or more process measures, and the process measure is likewise linked to one or more outcome measures. For example, if a structural measure is related to e-prescribing software, then its successful implementation is just the first step. A process measure should be related to system training, and an outcome measure should be related to actual staff use of the system, that is, not using workarounds. These extra steps can help ensure that quality of care is realized. Accreditation and certification programs use structural measures in their criteria. Use of an accredited facility sets a reasonable expectation that the patient will meet a certain minimum standard of quality. Process measures. A process measure focuses on a process or the steps in a process that lead to a specific outcome. It is believed that a scientific basis exists to assume that the process, when executed well, will increase the probability of achieving a desired outcome. Process measures can be useful to evaluate quality if they can be linked to an outcome measure. For example, using maximal sterile barriers when inserting a CVC and subsequent CLABSI. Process measures are commonly used to evaluate compliance with desired care or support practices or to monitor variation in these practices. They may also be used when the outcome to be measured is rare or difficult to measure, for example, infections after endoscopy, or when there is difficulty acquiring the necessary data, for example, obtaining SSI data after a patient has been discharged. Process measures are also helpful in evaluating the effectiveness of an educational effort as a measure of behavior. For example, compliance with aseptic technique for dressing change, or the performance of basic IPC procedures such as HH. Outcome measures. An outcome measure indicates the result of the performance, or non-performance, of a function or process. Clinical outcome measures can describe desirable or undesirable events. Clinical outcome measures are broad, though many are intended to monitor harm, that is, healthcare-associated pressure ulcers, needle stick injuries, readmission rates, etc. Outcome measures used in IPC usually describe undesirable events such as surgical site infection, SSI, central line associated bloodstream infection, CLABSI, or catheter associated urinary tract infection, CAUTI, rates. The use of HAIs as clinical performance outcome measures is generally well accepted for a variety of reasons, including the long history of use and practitioners' knowledge and experience with established definitions and data collection methodologies. In addition, these are usually in alignment with regulatory programs that mandate surveillance according to shared definitions. Cost-benefit and return on investment, ROI, analyses are two types of outcome measures. They indicate relative efficiency. For example, the cost of safety devices can be justified because they help avoid the much higher potential cost of healthcare-associated hepatitis in HCP. Patient experience outcomes, often referred to as satisfaction, describe the patient's perception of the care received. For example, it has been shown that persons who require isolation precautions for an infection express decreased satisfaction with their care. Balancing measures. A balancing measure looks at a system from multiple angles or dimensions to avoid unintended consequences from a change in a different part of the system. For example, looking at reintubation rates to see that they are not increasing when reducing the time a patient spends on a ventilator after surgery. clinical measures. A clinical measure is designed to evaluate the processes or outcomes of care associated with the delivery of clinical services, allow for intra- and interorganizational comparisons to continuously improve patient health outcomes, and focus on the appropriateness of clinical decision-making and implementation of these decisions. Clinical indicators must be condition-specific, procedure-specific, or address important functions of patient care, for example, medication use, surgical site infections, or patient assessment. Selection of performance measures and targets/benchmarks to achieve key outcomes. Performance measures that are selected must be valid and reliable. For each measure selected, the organization will need to set targets or goals for desired performance, and it may also wish to set minimum performance thresholds for each measure. The target or goal can be based on a philosophical goal or ideal state, for example, 100% customer satisfaction, 0% restraints if even one is too many. Another option is to set a short-term goal initially and then upgrade it to a more challenging long-term goal once the initial goal is met. This is a type of continuous improvement. The minimum performance threshold is the level below which the process used to reach a goal needs revision or improvement. For example, if customer satisfaction falls below 80%, a process review is indicated. The selection of performance measures for specific HAIs should focus on measures that have clear-cut definitions, provide precise and usable information, are supported by prior studies, and can be applied readily in most hospitals, that is NHSN criteria, LTC facilities, that is McGeer criteria, and ambulatory care settings. They should also be considered clinically important for a given patient population. One process for selecting good core measures for IPC was developed by TJC. It identifies four criteria for good accountability measures. Research. Strong scientific evidence exists that demonstrates compliance with a given process of care improves healthcare outcomes, either directly or by reducing the risk of adverse outcomes. Proximity. The process being measured is closely connected to the outcome it impacts. There are relatively few clinical processes that occur after the one that is measured and before the improved outcome occurs. Accuracy. The measure should indicate whether the evidence-based process is sufficiently effective to improve outcomes. Example, less likely to be subject to workarounds. Adverse effects. The measure is designed to minimize or eliminate unintended adverse effects. The Quality Indicator Study Group, cited in APIC Text 17, Performance Measures, states that it is important to avoid overly broad indicators, such as all HAIs, because these indicators do not provide enough specificity to guide improvement activities.